What was CompSat? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, goes back to the space race to find out.
In the debate about effective means for realizing a robust outer space economy, several voices romanticize lone private industry actors over governmental agencies. Yet, does the private new space movement offer the best means? For our research, we peered back nearly 60 years through time to the dawn of the space race. That was the moment when humans first attempted to commercialize outer space. The U.S. government enacted the Communications Satellite Act of 1962, a public-private partnership which resulted in the first ever publicly traded firm operating in Earth's orbit. It was called CompSat, short for the Communications Satellite Corporation. CompSat incentivized and legitimized the beginnings of an institutional pathway for public-private sector networks. This manifested greater international cooperation and national security by creating an affordable and more effective transnational communication system, which later supported groundbreaking achievements such as Apollo 11. Through CompSat, humanity was able to collectively overcome unknowable risk, momentous political discord, and colossal investment hurdles. Our findings indicate that without government-orchestrated infrastructure, such as provisioning stations, it may not be feasible for private industry alone to successfully undertake daunting opportunities such as asteroid mining. While new space entrepreneurs contribute useful innovations, none alone are as sufficiently capable of complex systematic feats as was the remarkable and innovative CompSat.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.